So Keith Lee is going viral again. And there's some other people that's going viral also. I actually ran into a guy at the airport. I guess they really criticizing him for his review of what was happening in another particular city or something like that. I don't know. But Keith Lee is going viral again. And I was seeing a lot of news reports of news stations reporting on what Keith Lee did or what was happening over in the Bay Area. But he basically stopped his Bay Area tour and he wouldn't review or release reviews on a lot of the different restaurants that he went to over in the Bay Area. But rather than sourcing it straight from the news and getting their opinion on this one, luckily we have the ability to get it straight out of Keith Lee's mouth. So he did a couple of TikToks that we're going to go over right now. And he's going to break down. I have not seen the TikToks at all, but he's going to break down exactly why he stopped his Bay Area tour. And I have a sneaking suspicion, and we're going to see if I'm right. I have this sneaking suspicion that it's going to largely be based off of the fact that the Bay Area is trash. And it also spilled over into his restaurants. The whole culture of the Bay has turned trash. Let's go ahead and get into it. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications. Shout out to my people on Facebook. Shout out to my people on YouTube. Make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's get to it, y'all.
Unfortunately, the Bay Area stop on the Keith Lee and Family food tour is officially over prematurely, and we're going to get straight into it. Let's talk about it. There are a few reasons why, as a family, we decided to end the food tour short. But before I get to that, I truly want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate every single bit of love. The people of the Bay were absolutely amazing, and I'll never forget the hospitality and the love that y'all showed me. Reason number one, I truly don't believe the Bay is a place for tourists right now, and that's what I was, a tourist. The people in the Bay are just focused on surviving. That's the business owners, the locals. The amount of tents and living structures and burnt up cars that we saw people living in was shocking, to say the least.
I knew it. I figured it. I figured that. And I have not seen this video ahead of time or these videos ahead of time. I actually had them made for me by my editor, and then we uploaded it, and I said that I was going to review this. When I started going through the different topics that I wanted to travel through, it was one of the things that was on my list. But that mindset, that survival mindset, is something that we used to experience in Detroit. And it's still a lot of people that still have that mindset. I mean, you got that mindset because there's hoods everywhere. But when an entire area becomes a hood that wasn't supposed to be it, that's disheartening because I know what it feels like to live in an area that majority of the people, including myself at the time, had a survivalist mindset. He said most of these, look at that sign right there. Beware of pickpockets. And he said, listen, the Bay is survival town. The amount of burnt up cars and tents, he said the Bay deserves Snake Bliskin. For a person, where's Keith Lee from? Let me see something. Let me look up Keith Lee. For Keith Lee to be from Detroit, I didn't even realize he was from Detroit. Or at least I don't remember that he was from Detroit because I don't follow him on TikTok, I don't think. But I don't know. For somebody to not be from Detroit or for somebody to be from Detroit and go to the – because he grew up and he's seen what the city went through, I'm guessing, in 2008. For somebody to be from Detroit and to say, yo, over here is zombie land is wild. Is wild. To be from Detroit and to say, yo, is zombie land over here – and the amount of homeless people and burnt up cars and people living in tents and the needles that's on the ground or whatever it is that he's talking about is a crazy, crazy concept.
Before we went, people was comparing it to Gotham City. Now, I might not agree, but I understand where it's coming from. But I can't harp on it enough that the people are amazing. It's just an environment. And as an outsider, I wish the city would step in. I don't know if they have. I don't know if they've been trying. But just from the outside looking in, it don't seem like it was much city interference. Reason number two, and this is in no particular order. We went to a lot of restaurants. Popular restaurants, not popular restaurants, mom and pop shops. And this is the first city where I have over 6 videos that I don't feel comfortable with posting because nothing about my experience was constructive and nothing that I said was constructive. I've always been big on honesty. I've always been big on transparency. But I've never been big on completely tearing down anybody. And I feel like those 6 videos only doing that. And I've always said, I'm absolutely blessed to do this, but it does take a lot of money. It does take a lot of resources to do. At the moment, everything comes out of pocket. So when we had that many restaurants that we couldn't do anything with, That was just another deciding factor. Number three, and probably the most important, I had to go to the hospital because I had an allergic reaction to one of the meals I had. This restaurant in particular cooked a plethora of meats, including shellfish. My family specifically asked if they cooked it on the same grill. They said yes, but they would clean it. The second I ate it, I blew up like a balloon. I had to get some steroids and some allergy medicine and it cleared right up. But it was a health concern nonetheless, and that was another reason why we decided to go home. I also think the Bay wasn't the target audience for what it is that we do. 90% of restaurants that the locals said had great food was already booming, and the people from the Bay are a loyal community. So if your food is good, the line gonna be out the door already. And then again, we went to some of those restaurants and I wasn't a huge fan. And even if I did like all of the food at the busy spots, that's never been my MO to just go to busy spots. So those are the reasons why we decided to cut it short. But nonetheless, some amazing.
He said even the restaurants that was booming that people were saying was awesome, that still wasn't really his cup of tea. So wait a minute. Every city that I've ever visited, including one of my favorite cities, y'all know what my favorite slept on city is? I love Biloxi, Mississippi. I love Biloxi. Biloxi, shout out to Greg Charlie. I'm going to read y'all super chat shortly. I know that it's easy for me to say, oh man, I love Miami and I love Dallas. That's my one and two. But because Detroit is always going to be home for me. That's just the way we are. A lot of us from Detroit, we never really leave from Detroit. We always keep our home, our home base in Detroit. So my number one and two city after that is usually Miami. That's the city that Rita likes the most. And Dallas. I've spent a lot of time in Dallas. But Biloxi, Mississippi, whew, y'all are, that's my spot. Biloxi is a spot that you go to when everybody else is running over to Miami for spring break. When you grown, and you want that good weather and you want to be able to look out over the water, and then at the same time, you living on the you hanging out at the Beau Rivage, and it's like a mini Vegas. Biloxi is like a mini Vegas, but it's like a regular city. It's like a regular city, but the casinos and the trains or the buses that go to all of the different spaces, and the people are so nice, and the food is so good, and they have some of the best restaurants that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And it's not a military town. It's an Air Force town, right? And so you can get your little hood rat that's over in the Air Force and all of that and stuff like that. Biloxi, Mississippi is probably my favorite. And then it's a hop, skipping away. Literally, it's less than an hour away to drive over to New Orleans. You can go and party in New Orleans because you don't want to stay in New Orleans overnight. Trust me. You go to party over New Orleans. You can get back over to Biloxi, and you can shoot up to Jackson and shoot over to the different spaces. Right? Biloxi is dope. Biloxi is my favorite city to visit outside of Dallas and Miami. But I do a lot of business in Dallas.
Things did happen while we were there. Chef Green's was one of the restaurants that I went to, and he had a news segment the day after we left. God is amazing. Mama T's also joined that category with a news segment the day after we left. God is amazing. And one of the places that we went that I didn't get a chance to post was a highlight of our trip. The name of it was Luxurious Cuisines. Customer service was absolutely amazing, and the food wasn't too far off of that. We went in as a family, and we left for a $2,000 tip. So the trip itself wasn't all in vain. And again, I appreciate every single person that I met. I want to stress, it is not normal for us to go to restaurants, not like it, and not post it. Any other time we ran into the situation, I've always had some kind of constructiveness to say. This was just different. And again, I'm always going to be transparent. I'm always going to be honest. Thank you again to everybody in the Bay Area. We'll be headed to the next spot soon. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
My statements about our experience in the Bay Area have been misconstrued, so let's talk about it. I got this mask on because my allergies are still flared up. Number one, we didn't leave because of violence. Not at one point did we feel threatened or scared. We didn't get ran out of nowhere. I gave a list of reasons of why we left early, and one of those reasons is because I say I don't believe the Bay is fit for tourists at the moment.
That's a pretty big statement to say that the Bay is not fit for tourists at the moment. I see Wealth Building Journey said, what basis is over in Biloxi? I believe, here, I just looked it up. It says the Keesler Air Force Base. The Keesler Air Force Base is over in Biloxi. So that's what's over there. But it just sounded like he just a really good guy and he didn't want to give no bad reviews. And that's one of the reasons why he stopped the tour over in the Bay. To say that the Bay is just completely not tourist ready, that make me want to actually go visit the Bay because I want to see how bad it is. You know me, I spent years documenting how bad it was when Detroit was really, really run down. And now we don't have any of those abandoned buildings anymore that I explored. So it's pretty interesting. But Now I want to go, listen, I want to go to El Paso, I want to go to Chicago, and I want to go to the Bay. Those are some of the places that's at the top of my list. I was actually supposed to be at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas this week. Now I'm starting to look outside and deciding that I should have been there. But we dealing with all of this health concern stuff with my wife and stuff, so that's why I'm still here in Michigan.
I said this specifically based on the spots that we had went to and the areas that we were in. I don't think any of the spots that we personally went to were conducive of a 5 to 6 hour wait time, especially with people coming directly off the plane. And when I say people, I mean tourists. I don't think they were conducive of coming straight off the plane and going to wait into these lines. As a tourist, I wouldn't wait outside 3 or 4 hours in any of those areas. Not to say people don't or people shouldn't. I just said my personal opinion, it didn't seem conducive. And I believe that message is synonymous with the locals because...
Trap and Slay, all you got to do is look at my videos when I be walking downtown all the time. That's what it really looks like. That's what it really looks like. If you go to any of my videos when I'm walking downtown, that's what Detroit really looks like.
Before we went, a lot of people were stressing the conditions of the Bay at the moment. News articles, locals, people that I spoke to on a daily basis. Number two, we went to a lot of cities. We didn't just go to Oakland and San Francisco. We went to 6 or 7 different cities. I didn't name those specific cities because there's only a few restaurants that were recommended from those cities. And if I named the specific city, people will be able to figure out what restaurant I went to and didn't enjoy the food, and they would go bully those specific restaurants, even off of just guessing. So I didn't want to put random restaurants at risk of being bullied and getting negative reviews from people.
It's got to be very difficult being a huge... What Keith Lee is experiencing is growing pains. He's experiencing some really, 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 really bad growing pains because it's basically he's gotten so big to where his opinion matters and it could sway or, you know, help a business or kill a business. But he doesn't have thick enough skin to where he can just do what it is that he do without taking concern for who it is that he's affecting. And it's actually the characteristics of a good person, but not necessarily the characteristics of the best business person. Business, you got to be ruthless. I mean, in order to do your job, you got to be absolutely real and transparent. One of the people that really bothered me when I'll share that with you after I hear what else he got to say.
Who've never been to that restaurant. But yeah, we went to other spots that wasn't Oakland, wasn't San Francisco. We went to the Bay. We went to trucks. We went to brick and mortars. We went to Michelin star restaurants. We went to a lot of places. And I personally wasn't a fan of a lot of places that we went to. And I said in a previous video, it was to a point where I wasn't constructive. Now, if I don't like the food, or if I don't like the customer service, or I don't like the experience, and I can still be constructive, I will be. And I've always been that. I've always been transparent with that. But this is the first time where I feel like I didn't have that, so I didn't do it. Number three, I'm not a food influencer or a content creator. I'm Keith. A lot of people were implying that I don't do enough research or I should have a food tour guide when I go to these cities. I'm a normal person, and our food tour has been guided for normal people. It hasn't been guided for people who can reach out to the number one food influencer of each city or a celebrity in each city that could be a personal tour guide for them. I want you, my mom, my family, and whoever else don't got 50 million followers to have a good experience in these places. And I'm not going to tell you I'm having an amazing experience only based on the perks that I get with having 50 million followers.
But I want to be very clear. I'm not saying I'm not tapped in or I don't do my research and watch the biggest food influencers of each city. I do. I do a lot of research. I watch a lot of videos. And as of late with the last two stops, it just so happened that I have reached out to some people. But these are people that I genuinely respect and people that I actually want to meet in real life.
Can I improve? Absolutely. Is there more research to be done? Absolutely. But do I feel like I should have to have a tour guide or the biggest celebrity or the biggest food influencer of each city to have an enjoyable time? No.
This is the last point that I'll touch on. Right now, we are in the research stage of doing a food tour. We are in the very beginning of the food tour. It literally just started 6 months ago. We are using this time to polish it and refine what it is that we do. So if we are blessed enough to have a TV show, we can know what works for us and what don't work for us. So that way, when we do go to these networks, we are solid in our foundation. So I can still authentically be myself, just on a bigger platform. And past all of that, I always say, I'm a festival guy. I truly believe I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And if you disagree with me and you don't like me, I fully get that. And I'm not mad at you. I'm really not. Again, the people in the Bay were amazing. I'm going to say it again. It's unfortunate that my allergy flared up. But I never once looked at the entire trip to the Bay as a fail or a disappointment. And
I just got two final points. I mean, I think that he was able to communicate his thoughts authentically, right? But I just got two final points about Keith Lee. The first thing is that I know his ultimate goal is to get a TV show, food tour show, and I honestly believe that he's going to get it. Any network that's not throwing money at this guy in order to be a part of what they got going on based off of his own organic, self-made image is crazy. If I'm a network executive I'm throwing money at him hand over fist, and I'm going to give him whatever it is that he wants in order to be productive. That's number one. Actually, I got 3 points because that's actually part of another point. But number two, which feeds into number one, is that I don't think that Keith Lee should be trying to get a network TV show. And this is just my own personal opinion. I believe that he should spend more time and he can make more money, and then he can also own the content that he creates forever by organically working on and putting himself on even more. You've already done the legwork. Why do you want to give a percentage of the profits just to be able to use their platform to a dying industry such as TV or a network TV? You've already done the work. Like, unless you want to just do some kind of a licensing agreement or a distribution agreement or something like that, then you got to figure that out for yourself. But why would you organically build up your following just to give your followers over to a major network? And it's a dying industry. I think that he can build the infrastructure around himself to monetize it better, and that he'd make way more money and continue to grow his platform that way. But in no way, shape, or form would I ever just look for a TV deal. Deals are done. Deals is just a deal is the same thing as like a record contract. Man, I want a deal from a record label company. I don't need no deal. I don't need no advance money. I don't need nobody dictating when I can release. I may need distribution. I may need to tap into your audience to see if I can get an even bigger audience, but I don't even need to do that no more because I've grown myself organically. So I think that he's making a huge mistake by trying to get a TV network deal. And maybe he's trying to do it so he can put his family on. But no way, shape, or form would I ever try to do that. That, in my opinion, is the definition of selling out. Now, that's the first two things. The second main thing, or the third thing, because really that was like 1 and 1.5. The second main thing is I think that Keith Lee needs to have more of a business mindset when it comes to what he's going to do. I know he wants to help people. I know he always say his steps is ordered by God. But at some point, you're going to have a business mindset if you're going to be in this game. Because it's going to be bad and as well as it's going to be good. And if you're going to do this, then you're going to have just as much energy towards the people that you help. Or unless you're going to call a food tour, like the all good, I'm going to help, I'm only going to review good restaurants tour. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, there's no point in you even posting anything that's wrong or bad, because you're going to have thicker skin, understanding that everybody shouldn't be in business, or everybody don't deserve to be having a restaurant, or everybody don't have good service. And you just going to have to be objective about that, right? As long as you're not going out there with an axe to grind in order to try and ruin people, but you're just giving an honest opinion and an honest review, if that's the business that you win, then that's the business that you win. And so it's their responsibility to give a great review in the same way that any of these other reviewers, just because you have a bigger platform and you have more influence, doesn't mean that they're not supposed to do what they're supposed to do as far as, you know, giving an honest review or giving great service and great food that goes along with it. That's just the name of the game. But yeah, so Keith Lee stops his Bay Area tour because of, a lack of restaurants, a lack of good food, a lack of good service, a lack of greatness over there, and nothing but homelessness and trash. I mean, we got to go ahead and bring the Bay to the front of the congregation, huh? All right. Okay.